March for Our Lives demands gun control that wouldn't have stopped Parkland shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 25, 2022. March for Our Lives formed in the wake of the February 14, 2018, Parkland High shooting, and they are now pushing gun control that would not have prevented that shooting from taking place. WJLA reports that March for Our Lives placed 1,100 fake body bags on the National Mall Thursday in an attempt to draw attention to the people who have died in gun-related deaths since the Parkland shooting. March for Our Lives claims 170,000 people have died from guns since the Parkland attack. Daoud Moomin, the executive co-chairman of the group's board of directors, said, 4 years later, we're here to remind American politicians that 170,000 people have lost their lives and March for Our Lives deems that unacceptable. ABC News quotes Moomin criticizing the way members of Congress offer thoughts and prayers rather than new gun laws following an attack. Thoughts and prayers are reserved for things that are outside of our control, that are outside of our responsibility and ability, right? Gun violence is not a natural thing. Give us your action. So for Congress, it's got to be with us or against us. Thursday's March for Our Lives rally specifically focused on Congress passing universal background checks. However, such checks would not have stopped the Parkland attack, as the shooter already complied with background check gun control in the acquisition of his rifle. The Sun Sentinel notes that the shooter passed a background check in 2017 and acquired his rifle from a retail store in Coral Springs, Florida. Also, California has universal background checks, yet earlier this week Breitbart News pointed out that robberies with guns are up 44% in Los Angeles, as compared to 2021. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.